I'm 100% going to be there, and I'm definitely not going to make any silly mistakes like I did just before the TT last year. And I've got a plan, so yeah, I will be back, and I'll be fighting for good positions and enjoying myself along the way, because I can't live without it. I mean, this will be my fourth year away from the actual TT, so I'll be 4 years since the last TT, which is sounds crazy, but I'm raring to go, and I'm hungrier than ever. So very much looking forward to
Reading between the lines, then, you have a deal in place, but you can't reveal what it is.
I can't reveal it just yet, but yeah, it's done. Deal done. It was pretty stressful time just getting everything organized. I mean, there was a few different people I was talking to, because I missed the TT, it is sort of out of sight, out of mind, and I'm going to be a risk for some of the teams, because they feel that I can't get the results, which I know in my heart that I'm riding as good as I ever have, if not better. Now the deal's done, I can just focus on being 100% myself and getting there and getting the job done. But the deal has been signed, and the press release will come out soon, hopefully.
What's it like then? This kind of, we hear it every year, it's called silly season, but it must be pretty stressful, especially if you're trying to get a ride, or if you're actually hunting rides, or whether you're being headhunted yourself. I mean, it must be a pretty tough time.
It is, and like I said, because I missed the TT, I when I went and did the Manx GP, the Classic Superbike, I mean, I definitely wasn't 100% fit. It was I just had to make myself like be there and do it, because otherwise that would have been another complete miss of a year of riding around the circuit. And the first couple of laps were pretty sketchy, because obviously I missed the main TT. But I was very happy with the outcome. I mean, straight away I felt pressure straight away. When usually coming from the TT, you get on the classic bike and you wring its neck straight away, because it feels slow as hell compared to a super bike. But I missed that, so I went out straight away, and the thing was ripping my arms off. And I was, yeah, it was, I had to really get my head onto, not myself too much. But it was, it's quite a tough thing. But yeah, the stressful time of the silly season for me was amplified because of that, because of missing the TT. And like I said, I was definitely overlooked by people, because they're unsure if I could get a good result straight away. But I know that that's, I mean, I was looking at some of the speeds that from this year's TT, and yeah, I mean, if I did 130.8 on the Norton, I know that it would have been all right on anything this year. So I was, I was missing out being with the OMG team, because I know that I definitely would have had a good time on that bike this year. Last year, sorry.
A lot of people that listen think that a motorcycle racer at the TT, it's like a job, and that they give you a pay, etc. But that can often not be the case. Sometimes riders have to buy their ride. Sometimes you might be riding for free. You know, what kind of scenarios do we find TT riders in sometimes, without going into, names or specific details?
Yeah, well, that's another thing for this year as well. It was a tough one to sort of go back to where I was in 19, when I was at the Factory Honda team, and again missing the TT. It closed a few doors. But yeah, there is guys that, I mean, the TT is amazing for the fact that they really look after the riders, which a lot of the other series around the world, really, like, it's the mechanics get paid before the riders. And obviously, the spectators ain't there to watch mechanics work on bikes. They're there to watch riders ride bikes hard. So it's sort of a bit backwards in that. But the Isle of Man, in its credit, is amazing for that. They're really looking after riders and making sure everyone sort of
But it
is
can be
not
tough, though. That's
so much out of pocket.
Sorry, the point, as I say, it can be tough, though, because sometimes riders will actually buy a ride. They'll pay a team to ride for them. Sometimes riders have to agree to do it for nothing, and maybe win prize money, etc. So it must be really tough trying to negotiate a deal.
Yeah, so when it is frustrating for when a big sponsor comes on board or whatever, and then a rider brings that to a team. And rather than me, I just roll up with my helmet, gloves, boots, and leathers, and
big
say, "This is
smile.
what I got." Take it or leave it, sort of thing. But it does become frustrating, and that was more so in the BSB. But I'm hoping that the TT is not going to sort of take that as well. I mean, you want results. You don't. Yeah, there's no for the sponsors to sort of finish down the line in a big team. You don't want. Yeah, you'd rather results. That's for sure.
What's going to keep you busy from now until June?
I'm doing a heap of coaching, and I've also got a little workshop now in Adelaide, just a machine shop. Doing a lot of custom bike work, even working on cars. Getting on now, so it's I don't like going to the gym every day, but I definitely go a few times a week, at least cycle a few times a week. So as long as I'm fit enough and bike fit enough to do what I got to do at the TT, that's all I'm worried about.
And the TT is your number one goal?
It is, and it has been for some time now. Like, I was a short circuit guy when I first went to the UK in 2002, but now I'm a TT guy, so... I'll be at the BSB the first round. I'll be doing that in a class which will be revealed soon. Uh-huh. But it's just the first round, because I don't want to do too much because of last year. Because I don't want to risk anything like that. Because, like I say, the TT is my my main goal and my main sort of focus for the season.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.